We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Well, I tell you what, you want to come make a speech or shush up, okay?
Unbelievable. The master of the one-liner, Dan. That's how you deal with hecklers. You shush up. I took the small steps today to get on the plane, and I feel good. All right. I was watching it. He almost fell down yesterday on it. By the way, another shot. Arizona today revived a 160-year-old law saying that abortion, except for the life of the mother, is not permitted in Arizona. Oh, God. But there are 2 weeks more for legal arguments. Just when Trump diffuses it a bit yesterday, I believe. Here's Arizona again. This is almost as bad as the IVF thing. 160-year-old law, they say, still takes precedent. So that would mean the assembly now has to get busy, as they did in Alabama, and overturn that. It's shocking, but it's happened. All right, let's go to Congressman Jeff Van Drew, who I saw a clip of him I couldn't believe on Fox News Channel. I was talking about it with Dan yesterday. That was ridiculous from the moderator, accusing him of the sin of wanting it both ways on election integrity. The congressman joins us here on Talk Radio 1210. Congressman, watching you on Sunday, I was kind of surprised. How about you?
You know what? I'm surprised in one sense, but not really. I kind of expect anything. And you know what? My chief of staff and my political director were aggravated about it, but I said, it's good. It keeps me on my toes. So I don't worry. I'm willing to go and speak against anybody about anything at any time.
Well, I admire that, but it was surprising. I haven't seen that moderator on Fox do that before. But the gist of it was, and I wanted you to have a chance to articulate it in the proper manner, the claim that if Trump wins, then the election integrity is okay. If he loses, then it's not. That's what was thrown back at you.
And, of course, that's not what I said. Number one, Trump's going to win. That's all I'm thinking about. It is all, quite frankly, that the Republican Party, including my colleagues in the House of Representatives, should think about. I'm focused on one thing, making sure that Donald Trump is our next president, making sure that we get a good majority, a solid majority in the House of Representatives, get a new majority of conservatives in the Senate, and that we close our borders, fix our economy, fix our foreign policy. Now, as far as elections, the concern shouldn't be about individuals who are concerned about election integrity. We all are. If you are a good American, you're concerned about election integrity. The concern should be really about the desperate politicians who are willing to, you know, do anything they can with the system in order to assure that they win, and other desperate politicians who are willing to weaponize and, you know, politicize our judicial system to go after those who would simply ask questions about the integrity of the system. Now, what I said that day, and I'll say again, is I will accept any election result anywhere in the world, quite frankly, if it is fair and free. And we had concerns in 2020, and, you know, there are concerns around the world. So, you know, I wish I had the chance to say to ourselves, but we only had so much time. No, I don't accept, for example, Vladimir Putin's election. It was an election. They had results. It was not fair. It was not free. In America, we've always had fair and free elections, and we have to do everything we can, Dom, to ensure that we continue that process.
The president yesterday was one of his better moments, I think, best moments, and rather than a written statement, articulating his stance on abortion that he had promised. And we've talked to several people about it. They kind of agreed with me. This was exactly what Republicans should be doing. and not getting bogged down with this national ban, that flies in the face of what we've always said about Roe v. Wade. The objection was not only bad law, but this should be settled by state legislatures. Can't turn around and say national ban at this point. So give me your analysis. Break down what you saw the president doing there.
No, the president did what was exactly right. And, you know, just for folks that are listening, you know, I think the world of President Trump, he's a friend of mine. I talk to him at least once a week. However, there are times that we disagree. This is a time where I'm in lockstep with him on that. He said the exact right words. This is a state-by-state issue, just as very liberal Ruth Bader Ginsburg found real issues with Roe versus Wade, and others that are even on the left, if they're being too constitutionalist, do as well. State by state has to figure this out. Do we believe in certain things? Let me tell you my position, and I don't want to get bogged down in this either, but I believe that I'm pro-life. There's no question. However, I believe there's areas where we can come together. We can all come together that third trimester abortions are wrong. Abortion to the moment of birth is wrong, and that's what the Democrats want, and that's wrong. We also can believe in exceptions for rape, incest, and the life of the mother. We can also agree that in vitro fertilization is something that is protected, and it's a beautiful thing when you give, you know, couples a chance to have children that just biologically couldn't through no fault of their own. Finally, I think that we should, and again, I think anybody can agree with this. When young, scared women are in college or working or whatever they're doing, they only hear the one side that you must get an abortion if you think you can't handle this. And I think it's only fair to say they should hear from both sides. I'm not even saying to squelch the pro-abortion Democrats, but they also should hear from the pregnancy centers, which have gone through hell to just exist, where they learn about people who are willing to help them financially, spiritually, mentally, socially, with whatever they need. They're really good people in those pregnancy centers, not cranky old men, just young women who are willing to work with anybody. I was so impressed. I visited a number of them. And also, what they say is, and it's true, if even the woman gets the abortion and then is upset afterward, they welcome her back to try to help her see that mentally because it's a tough thing. That's my position. My political position is also, Dom, let's cut it out. Let's stop talking about vacating the speaker. Let's stop talking about, you know, these abortion issues and just follow the president's lead. Let's talk about what's happening in our country, and let's make sure that we're doing two things. Actually, one thing, winning. That's all I'm about right now is winning. This is not about saving the Republican Party. It is about saving the Republic.
Well put. Rand Paul is going to be our special guest for our speaker series. Well, I have a bourbon question for you since the last time we talked, since he has a bourbon trail. But before that, I'm watching him on Fox right now. He has been tweeting since this morning about this new information. 15 federal agencies knew about the Wuhan lab project, yet covered it up. If we can't, on COVID, ever get to the point of establishing that with all the evidence we have in the connection to Fauci, then we're always going to worry moving forward. He claims they're doing gain of function now. Any sense of what the House is doing, at least to determine, are they still doing gain of function at different places in the world?
Well, and this is something that is being looked into. The problem with the House, and that's why I say winning is so important. Dom, I want everybody to understand when we argue with each other, when we don't focus, if we lose the majority in the House and don't gain the presidency and the majority in the Senate, you know what? You can scream, you know, in the wilderness all you want. You can be so pure and perfect. Man, you're not going to have any effect. And this stuff's going to continue and it will get worse. I remember that so well because I remember that, you know, I did go to medical school, dental school. I did learn a good deal about this stuff. Our background's pretty much the same as pre-med. And I have to tell you that it seemed weird to me. You know, this came from a wet meat market, from a bat, and it was just, I don't know, weird. And so I said it was weird, and I wanted proof, and I wanted more information. Oh, my God, I was a weirdo. I was anti-science, you know, and a thousand other things. And the truth is, it's come out now. You know, we basically know from anybody who's objected that this wasn't from the wet meat market, that this was manufactured, and why. But why are we funding it? Why am I taking the tax dollars from the men and women breaking their back in this country to fund stuff that ultimately hurts it? That's why, unless there's real FISA reform, the FISA bill is going to come up. I'm not voting for it unless we have real reform with search warrants. And, you know, without search warrants being in place for this information, I'm not voting for FISA. And when they say they can self-police these three-letter agencies, they cannot. We've proven this over and over again. The majority of men and women who work in them are good, but often people get to the very top who aren't doing the right thing. And if you're too conservative, or for a matter of fact, too liberal, or too anti this, or pro this, or like Trump, or like somebody else, there's a chance that you're going to be investigated. So we have to get on the beam. It's another thing and another reason why we need stronger majorities.
Absolutely. Parting area, we talked about bourbon tasting and all that. As I said, Rand Paul was on with us the other day. We did not know Kentucky had bourbon trails, like wine trails and stuff like this.
Well, you know, so, you can't be from Kentucky and not like bourbon.
Let me say this. I love scotch. I love all kinds of scotch, and I'm not being bougie or highfalutin here, you know, but if I have my choice and somebody wants to be good to me and they get me a scotch with a sherry finish or a port finish, which means it was aged in those casks, I love it. Now, bourbon is probably my second favorite of the distilled liquor, and still glad to have it. And there's a lot of nice bourbons out there. So either one of those are great, and they're very enjoyable.
We're taking notes on this, Dan. Is that in the budget to send a cast of that scotch with the port cherry and all that stuff to Congressman?
I don't know, but what needs to happen is we need to get together with Johnny Z down at Mulligan's.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
Get down there
right.
It seems like you actually know what you're talking about when it comes to whiskey. I'd love for you four or five whiskeys in front of you, give a tasting analysis, something like that. And have you out there meeting the voters?
You really can tell. I don't pretend to be something I'm not. Like, for example, I like wine a little bit, not a great wine drinker, but you know, I have friends that love it, and they'll say, can you taste this in the thing? Sometimes I can't. I'll be honest with you. In the scotches, certain scotches I really can tell. Just to impress you guys, one time I was out at a restaurant, and I did order a Macallan. I was with my chief of staff and political director. Just I get it neat, and they bring it over. I just looked at it, and I could tell from the color. I said, that's not Macallan. And they said, oh, no, it is. I said, nope, it's not. Go and check. Sure enough, and I wasn't trying to be a jackass, but, you know, sure enough, they went and checked and said, you know what? You're right, Congressman, it's not. Sometimes there are certain things you can tell, but I love them all, and there's nothing wrong with the good doers. I have it all the time. And no, you can't send me any scotch because I'm an elected congressman, and I wouldn't want anybody to ever say anything other than our friendship.
I got to ask, though, Jeff, the Macallan shot that they tried selling you, you know, non-Macallan, was it like $40-$50, like more? How much was that?
No, it wasn't. I'm pretty hesitant before I'll spend that much. You know, if you get a Macallan neat, unless you're getting the 18 or the 25-year, you can even do more. But if you're just getting it neat, you'll spend $15, $18, depending on where you go. It's not that much now. You know, you can get into Macallans that are thousands of dollars a bottle. I was just born and bred too basic a person to, I just can't do it. I would feel so guilty opening one of those up and drinking one of them.
Wait a minute now. Suppose it's like 2 o'clock in the morning. President Trump has won. We've won the Senate and we picked up 15 seats in the House. It's got to be a Macallan.
I have a suggestion for the congressman.
Yeah.
You got Macallan, the Genesis Lalique Decanter 72-year-old whiskey. It's only $169,000 for the bottle.
There you go. And that would be worth
it. Here you go. No, I'm not, absolutely. And one last quick story. So I used to like something. I still do. They don't make it anymore in Macallan. It's called Cask Strength, which means it comes directly from the cask basically into the bottle. It's not chill filtered. It's not cold filtered. which means it's got even a higher. I think it's like instead of 48 proof, it's like 60 proof or whatever. It's strong stuff. I bought a couple of bottles. Actually, I bought three bottles. I drank one eventually. The two other bottles are still sitting there, and because they don't make it anymore, every year that goes by and I think about opening it, I won't, because they are now worth about $1,500 a bottle. Ooh. I bought them for $50.
So, well, election night and election win, I think you should consider it. It'd be good luck to do that. Absolutely. Congressman, thank you. Thanks, as always, for the update.
Dom, real quick, if we do what I want us to do on election night, I'll buy you all of McCallum.
All right. Write that down. Thank you, Congressman.
Take care.
Congressman Jeff Van Drew here on Talk Radio 1210.
A lot of whiskey talk.
Whiskey talk with Rand Paul and the bourbon trails and all that. Remember, Senator Paul, it's going to be right in the news as we're talking here. 15 government agencies, new information, new report, the cover-up of the origin of COVID, among other things. We'll get into all that. Also talked about him, VP choice, and just... he's involved in a lot of stuff. So tickets, 1210WPHD.com. But right now, it is time for...
It's Dobbs Money Melody.
That's right. We're playing today for a pair of tickets to see the bluegrass band Shadowgrass April 28th at the Zlock Performing Arts Center. That's where Dan and I and Rand Paul will be on Thursday night on the campus of Bucks County Community College, Newtown, Pennsylvania for tickets. More information, visit bucks.edu/tickets. Dan?
It's been a very fun show today, Dom, so I thought I'd continue the fun with what's been a very welcomed new addition to Money Melody, that being playing a song that's very popular in English and asking which language it's being sung in. I know how much you love this, Dom. So today we're playing a song that was stuck in my mind all day yesterday. I couldn't get it out of my mind because of that dang eclipse. So we're going to hear this song, very popular. Don't want the name of the song. I don't want the original artist. I want to know, Dom, what language you hear here this song being covered in. So take a listen. I want to know the language today. Here you go. Látod újra visszavár az igazi pávod, végül átragyog a mosolyod rád. Any ideas?
No, this might be fairly tough, I think.
I'll give a clue.
Yes.
A clue being that I often talk about my Polish heritage, but this makes up my other half.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
It's Dom Money Melody.
Where has all the money gone?
Show me the money.
That's exactly right. All right, it's one of those language moments here. Listen to the clue and tell us. What language we're hearing this song sung in?
Beautiful. Beautiful.
Sounds like
it's
AOC.
Beautiful, my heart.
AOC in a foreign language.
Yearns for my
homeland. Let's go to Jim in Drexel Hill. Jim, good afternoon. What's that language?
Good afternoon, Don. I thought it was Russian, but I'm guessing Hungarian.
It is Hungarian. That has goulash all over it. That is goulashed up. Let's name
really?
Some.
Really?
I'll put you on hold, Jim. I'll name some famous Hungarians. The Gabor sisters. Dan Borowski.
Yeah.
Orban. I'm running out after that with Hungary.
Well, my first clue is going to be it's the home of the founder of the Rubik's Cube.
Ah, yeah. That's right. Yeah, yeah. He is Hungarian.
Also, the Noiseless Match.
And Dan, did you remember one of my many stories? If I hit my head like basketball, I once ran into an open window, you know, like the point of the window. Mm-hmm. They had open windows out playing basketball.
That explains a lot.
Yes. I would just say to myself, I haven't lost anything. If I can remember this, the river in one side of the river in Hungary, the capital is Budapest. Buda on one side, Pest the other. If I remembered that, everything was okay.
There you go.
Great, just write that one down. And if you ever run into a window, you want to know if you're okay, there you go.
Other cool facts I had prepared in my pocket for not the first car to win. I'm surprised about that. But also double the amount of letters in the alphabet in Hungary, making it known
52
as...
52 letters?
No, more than that, or less than that, 44. 44 letters.
Oh,
so almost double, but 44 letters in the alphabet, making it one of the hardest languages to learn, which is why you got such smart Alex like the Rubik's Cube founder. And they have more... Nobel Prize winners in Japan, China, India, Australia, Spain, with 13 Hungarians. That's one of the Nobel Prize.
I find that hard to believe.
Yeah. Okay. And finally, final clue is going to be the easiest one, the former Eastern Bloc country.
Yes.
You know, bring it back to Russia.
Hungary, Budapest, remember that. Write that one down. Okay, the abortion wars are continuing. This is called working the refs. If you don't know that sports thing, it means you're not screaming at the ref. But you're on the side when they walk up and down. Watch Borowski's holding my pants. You know, it's a problem there. Watch that 3 seconds in the lane, ref. You know, 1,000, 2,000, 3,000, 1,000. Watch that. The Biden people all over USA Today, Dan, they made them change their headline on what Trump did yesterday. The Biden people on a press call. They said one particularly egregiously false headline said that Trump opposes a national abortion ban and will leave it up to the will of the people. They called out USA Today on that headline. And we know people, particularly USA Today, they read headlines. Hours later, they revised it, and it reads, Donald Trump says states should decide abortion policy, avoids talk of a national ban. Wait a minute. How about if we settle on a compromise, USA Today? Just say Donald Trump says states should decide abortion policy. I mean, he left the talk out of a million other things. Does he have to talk about the ban there? But wasn't that the supposition from it? This is the media edge. This is the particularly on this issue. And now it was the Alabama Supreme Court a month or so ago on the IVF. Now it's the Arizona Supreme Court saying a 160-year-old law takes precedence over current law, which recognizes an abortion ban after 15 weeks. And the only thing you can get an abortion in Arizona under this 160-year-old law is life of the mother. Here we go. And this is a swing state, which I think that Trump was, by most polling, moving forward on pretty solidly. It's just stunning. But USA Today, you know, they could have said, hey, we'll take that under advisement. Dan, this is like the ref going down, right down the lane. Yep, Borowski, hold. Yep, Borowski, 3 seconds in the lane. I mean, it's working the refs. They change the headline. And that's what people read, the headline, particularly with USA Today. So we know this media bias. We know this going in. And I, Dan, have to admit, if we get her on, by all accounts, Kellyanne Conway wanted Trump to be talking about a 15-week national ban as the sweet spot. I just think she was the genius of 2016. With all due respect, she's flat out wrong on this. He handled this as well as you can handle anything on this. I think he walked the line. He shouldn't bloviate on it now and talk about it a lot. So just say, read my statement, read what I've said. I've said it a million times. And oh, by the way, Guy Shiraki on the show today mentioned area Democrats, just as an example, 4 times voting to say if a baby survives an abortion, doesn't have a right to medical care. 4 times, Madeline Dean. What's wrong with these people in the suburbs?
Decency.
Yeah, the dean of decency. If you're a new listener, that decency. Was coined because some guy came, Dan, the first time she was running, allegedly in the rain, and he's sopping himself off there, and he said, I walked here in the rain just to tell you one thing. She was State Rep Dean then.
Decency.
Go to Washington and restore decency. Is Madeline Dean the epitome of decency or even anywhere near it? My God. So this is USA Today. You can say small thing, but this is what they're doing. Working the refs here. Trump got it right on that. Jeff Andrews right. Guy Shiraki was right. And this is what Republicans ought to be articulating. If you don't want to win, move away from this. If you do want to win and have some hope, ultimately, of restoring sanity, what Trump said yesterday is the way to go. I think Kellyanne Conway may have written a lot of that or worked on it. But by a lot of reports, she was in the camp of saying, say, 15-week national ban. Nope. That is shocking to me, if true. And it's shocking what USA Today is doing. But the Arizona Supreme Court, now the Arizona legislature, they have to, within a week or two, they got to get busy here. Rescind that law. Go with the current law or some iteration of it. And whatever they want, if they want a 15-week ban, okay. But it ought to shock people that right now in Arizona, according to the reports coming out today, abortion is banned except for the life of the mother. Ultimate swing state, one of the top five or six. And I have people on Twitter, Dan, putting pictures of babies up attacking me, saying I'm critical of Biden as a Catholic. How can I look in the mirror if we don't do what they want on this? And we know what that means. We know exactly what's going to happen. I would bet everything. You're going to lose every time. And then what's going to happen? There'll be more of this, and there'll be more of a lot of other things that we don't want. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. If you differ, you can tell me, but Alabama started it. Trump diffused that yesterday, talking about IVF. And now Arizona. Here we go again. Get on it. Fix the law. Do it quickly. Side question today. Sign of the apocalypse. I see a great one here. Let me go to Minnie, Dan, in Texas. She's been waiting quite a while here. Hey, Minnie, how you doing? Thanks for calling today.
Howdy, Dom. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Minnie. Yes. Howdy.
I was just informed that this would apply to you as well, but my original answer was a sign of the apocalypse is Rizzioli puts pineapple on his pizza, but the gentleman that answered the call said that that would also be pertain to Dom, because Dom would never put pineapple on his pizza.
That's right. I have ultimate faith in Rich on that. That would be a signal, you know. It could be that Zioli has been taken over by a zombie or an alien. That could be. Or a Russian agent.
Man, you need to call in more. I love this accent. I love the stuff you bring on Twitter with the great memeing that you do and our YouTube comments. Thank you so much.
She's particularly good at my hair, Dan, how my hair looks when she puts a meme up.
She is. She's really good at that, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I appreciate the compliment. The memeing, I'm autodidactic on that. With the Bernie Mittens memes. I talked to my husband about it. He's a lot more proficient with a computer and visual effects and things like that. Like
he can.
There you go. He can. He knows how to stream. He streams and I meme. Okay, as far as he can do the moving ones, I'm better at the still life. But anyway, I started with that as far as the Bernie Mittens memes. I taught myself, and then I went to town. I remember I put one. I took over one of the pages of y'all's calendar that y'all had back there, and I put Dom on the beach with Bernie. And then I just went to town, and like I was trying to tell Dan one time in the chat, I hope I'm never offending anybody. It's with y'all, at least, with Dom Giordano and with Rich Zioli, it's always meant with affection. It's never meant to criticize y'all.
Manny, thank you. Thanks so much, Manny. Thank you. Thanks so much. All-time great character behind the scenes.
I think we had to get going, but I think she might have been about to give us our WrestleMania review there.
Okay. Well,
you're lucky tomorrow. You didn't have to bear with that, Dom.
No, tomorrow. No, Manny is quite an ass. Oh, my God. That's a good one, though. He always has pineapple on the pizza.
So if you're unaware and you're only a listener on our radio, Minnie is a big contributor on our digital scene. And you can always find us, youtube.com/@1210WPHD and over on Twitter, @DomShow1210. And right now, Dom, running on Twitter, #1210RandPaul. Please submit your questions with the #1210RandPaul. And we'll see that, and we'll be able to put that into a list and hopefully ask Rand Paul on Thursday at this great event.
That's what we're going to do. I'll ask him about the Russian national anthem, too, his skill. And he might recite something in Russian just to have the media talk about that. So I think he might know a little Russian. 855-839, maybe not Hungarian, though. 855-839-1210. That's how you get on board. That's exactly a good one. I can't believe USA Today, though. They could have said, look, we're not going to change the headline, but we'll keep that and monitor what Trump says next on it. Keep that in mind. They could say that. Changing the headline, though, man, that's just hard to believe. Working the refs here. Is that the great Wayne Newton, Dan?
No, that's not King Cole.
I heard him do that. That's why. I also wanted to tweak you. I don't know if I can convince you. I convinced you on Tom Jones as an entertainer. I don't know. The great Wayne Newton, though, the hair alone is worth it.
Yeah, yeah, he's. I like Wayne Newton. I've always had an affinity for him and Barry Manilow and that type of music.
Yeah.
Yeah. Here's some Wayne. Oh, this is a kid Wayne, I think. Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. That I can give. That's first Bueller's Day Off, I think.
I think I do recognize from that film.
Not the NCAA, but the NAIA, much smaller group, yesterday banned transgendered athletes from women's sports. 20-0 vote of the university presidents that were on the panel. I think it's only about 70 schools, roughly. A group of former athletes like Riley Gaines saluted them and asked, when will the NCAA do that? They won't. That's why they're being sued. And my column in the Delaware Valley Journal today, you can get it through my Twitter or Delaware Valley Journal, goes through what Dawn Staley is trying to do with splitting hairs and this whole thing. All right, side question today. Easy one. Sign of the apocalypse. Let's go to the great Joe of Exton. Hey, Joe, good afternoon.
Yes, hello, Dom, and good Tuesday afternoon to you. As a sign of the apocalypse, Donald Trump chooses a woman, Tulsi Gabbard, as his vice presidential running mate.
Okay.
You don't think it's going to happen, Joe?
You don't think it's going to happen?
Why not?
I know.
Are you a horseman of the apocalypse, Joe?
Pardon?
I said, it sounds like you're looking to usher in the apocalypse if you're wanting Tulsi to be the VP and saying that she would be a sign of the apocalypse.
Yeah, because Donald Trump so far has been preferring men as his running mates, but he's going to
I get where you're
make
going
a change. He's been influenced by his wife.
All right, thank you, Joe. He's a little off, I think, today, Dan, not knowing the game here. That could happen. That's not really a sign. It's in the ring of possibility.
It's still a possibility, right?
Yeah, yeah. All right, let's go to Leslie.
Leslie.
Bryn Mawr on Talk Radio 1210. Leslie, before you give us your answer, I hear you know about the Spanx issue, right?
Listening to two men try to tell us what Spanx were was hysterical. And Dan had such confidence. Yes, I know what Spanx are.
I know. I at least referenced Roe.
Cheerleaders.
Yeah, and I went along with it. That's true. I should have overruled him. Roe said it was like a girdle. Yeah.
Is it not true that cheerleaders wear Spanx, though? I thought they did. I thought there was a reason for
I honestly don't know the answer to that question, but...
Well, Leslie, why would Shapiro be ordering girdles, do you think? Is there
that could be a sign of the apocalypse is when the women in Hollywood stop and the men stop wearing their Spanx because they all don't look as good as they pretend to look. So
are we missing out on something here, Dom?
Yeah, take a note, Dan. Everybody on set on Thursday night with Rand Paul should be wearing Spanx.
Well, I was going to ask you, should we get you a pair of Spanx before Thursday?
I think I need one after hearing that
from
Leslie.
If we're following Shapiro's lead, we can expense it to the station.
That's true. And Johnny Z and Leslie and the other person who are going to be backstage, they all get their Spanx to wear, Leslie. It's in the deal.
No.
Yeah.
I'll pass on the Spanx thing.
Okay.
Tom, I do have a question I would like you to ask Rand.
Sure.
On Thursday. The COVID book is, I haven't read it, but I'm sure it's great. And, you know, he is on today talking about how the lies were there and so many people were in on it and knew. But nothing's going to happen to Fauci. And what I really care about is going forward. And there's so many rhinos in government today. What is the Republican Party going to do to stop that from happening going forward? What are they going to do to vet these candidates that run that are rhinos?
Yeah, I will ask that. We will talk about that without a doubt. And he wants Fauci in jail. I hear what you're saying, though. The possibility of that seems to be pretty limited. But we'll talk about him, and he'll be candid about it, Leslie. He'll tell you what has to happen to make any of it happen. Give us your...
Wait, I got to ask. Yeah. Leslie, are you going to be drinking bourbon with us?
I don't think I can drink bourbon.
Oh, boy. That looks like... All right.
Some red wine for Leslie?
Yeah,
you
know? Leslie, red wine. Write that down. All right, Leslie, give me your... what's your apocalyptic moment?
The day that Roe calls into the show.
That is a great one.
That will be an apocalyptic moment.
Thank you. That is a great one. Only once, because of Crocodile Dundee holding his kid, Dan, on a Saturday. I used to be on Saturdays, too. Attacking him for about 30 seconds. That was it. I didn't know she was going to call in. That's it.
It really got her. Crocodile Dundee.
Yeah, it's just set her off, picked up the phone on a Saturday calling in. I don't think we have the tape around anywhere. All right, it is the lightning round next.
The time has come for the final test.
We usually call it the lightning round.
That's right. Hit us quickly with your all-time sign of the apocalypse. All right, last time we did this 2 or 3 years ago, people pumping gas themselves in Jersey was the winner. Got some good ones today. The Earl of Tacconi's first. Earl, what's yours?
If you want me to be quick, I'm just going to say Michael Rappaport voting for Donald Trump. I mean, if anyone's not familiar with that, he's told some of the most vile videos, calling Melania a whore, saying things about Barron, horrible, vile, vicious, filthy videos. And he just said that he's changed his mind and he's considering voting for Trump in the next election.
I would agree with you if he actually did it, but just to say that, it's shocking. He's one of the worst, Earl, and that's how bad it is for Biden. That's a really good one.
Great one.
Tom in Prospect Park. Tom, what's yours?
I'd say the rise in popularity of axe throwing combined with the consumption of alcohol. That doesn't mark the end of times. I don't know what does.
Dan, have you ever thrown an axe?
Oh, I love axe throwing. It's a heck of a lot of fun.
Yeah, I did it with a Republican group out of Montgomery County.
Wait, with a Republican group?
Yeah. Yeah, there's an axe throwing place over on off Bethlehem Pike, and
I think I got any pictures?
I got one out of seven in there that I remember.
Only one?
It's not easy.
Dude, I'm a really good axe thrower. We should have a competition.
You know what? Tell Greg an axe throwing. And there was a lot of alcohol there, too.
Yeah?
That would be... let's see what the lawyers say about axe throwing with alcohol. There will be no axe throwing at the Rand Paul event.
No, there will not.
That we know of. No. That's locked. They don't have axes over there. Gloria in Yardley is next. Gloria, what do you have today?
Hi, Dom. How are you?
Good.
I would say that my sign of the apocalypse would be Obama, Clinton, and Biden hold a fundraiser for Donald Trump and raise $26 million for him.
All right, nicely played.
Will Lizzo be there?
Yeah, coming off. Yeah, who is the worst Trump. Is Keith Olbermann the worst Trump hater? He's a hater in general. Maybe not.
It used to be Kathy Griffin, but she's really fallen out of
orbit. Yeah, she's fallen off. Is it somebody on The View? Sonny Hostin's right up there constantly. Trying to think of just who. Oh, George Conway. Kellyanne's husband. Yeah, $1 million to go against Trump. All right, Dan, we've had some great ones today. Including Roe mention, but tell me some of the ones you like.
Yeah, that Roe mention was great from Leslie and Bryn Mawr. She said, Roe, your wife calling into the show would be a sign of the apocalypse. Minnie in Texas, Rich Scioli and Dom Giordano ordering pineapple on pizza, I think, deserves to be a finalist. Michael Rapaport voting for Trump, axe throwing while drinking becoming popular, which is becoming popular, being a sign of the apocalypse. I'm leaning towards either Minnie or Leslie, though. Rich and you ordering pineapple on pizza,
yes.
Or Roe calling into the show?
I got to go Roe calling into the show. The pineapple on the pizza is so remote, but Roe calling into the show, Dan, is just...
Yeah, it's a clever answer.
Yeah, it is clever. Let's go with that one. Put her name into the hat. Minnie, though, we love your call. Please call
more.
Again soon. And Minnie, call Jim a gentleman. That's always good. Don't forget, Rand Paul on the horizon today. He's among the news leaders. New information definitively showing 15 government agencies covering up all aspects of the Wuhan virus right at the beginning. I will ask, though, what Leslie did. What's the comeuppance for Fauci and others? What's the mechanism? Well, winning the Senate would be a start. All right. So all you have to do is go to 1210WPHT.com. 1210WPHT.com. I'm looking at that NAIA, Dan, and the posters are saying for those women, our bodies are sports. Oh, where have we heard our bodies are choice? Our bodies are sports. Apparently not, though, when it's women playing basketball and everything else. Follow me on Twitter until tomorrow at DomShow1210, at DomShow1210. Rich Scioli is next for 4 big hours. Thanks to Jim and Dan for producing today. You for listening. All that here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.